And just what made you think I would look upon this with anything but disdain? You have got a lot of explaining to do. Why did you think I wouldn't know? You sneaking out, going across Mondstadt, and for what? Why? That excuse isn't good enough. Answer me, and make your words count. My patience grows thin, and thinner by the second, because I've heard excuses before. Tell me flat out, are you playing with my heart? Would you dare to stir up such a beast after the trust you've earned? Is that what this is? Or are you going to spin this as me being unreasonable, once again assuming the worst? Is that what I've done? I can't tell if you're a master manipulator, or if you're just some bitch in heat. Shh. There. There isn't any reason for you to babble on, wasting words and wasting time. Just tell me, on your knees like that. It suits you, you know, prostrating yourself in front of me. It almost seems like you're remorseful, if I was so gullible as to have trust. So you really didn't do anything. Then tell me, my burning little flame, why is it that the embers in my heart burn with ferocity? Why is it that when I look at you, when my finger trails that chin to face me, to look up at me, that gaze beckoned to look nowhere else but my eyes? Why is it my hand trails ever down, wrapping around that neck, threatening at any moment to squeeze the life out of you? Why is it that jealousy is my sin and not pride? It would take a fool to get on my bad side as you have, and yet a fool you are. Confess. Maintaining your innocence to the bitter end. I admire it on one hand, but is it true? How can I believe you? Do you honestly think there's a man in this city, a woman or otherwise, who doesn't gaze at you with desire? And I know you enjoy the attention. I don't blame you for that much, but you chose me first, and that is what matters. I warned you, I'm not some thornless flower. I am a dangerous man, so dangerous, in fact, as you know, I've killed scoundrels before. What makes you think I would stay my blade when it comes to you? Do you think mere love is enough? What is love without trust? And why do I feel this way when I look at you? It's impossible to describe. Frustrating to face. Part of me wishes to educate your body instead of your blank, thoughtless eyes staring at me with blind attraction, attention, and genuine care. If I was to believe that, why? Why do you deserve that? Because to me, I think you're more guilty than you've let on. But a thought crime isn't a crime. Neither is one without evidence. To which, who is the man in this picture? Mind shedding some light on it? Let me make this clear. I'm not asking. I want to know who this is. Now, are you going to tell me? Or will I have to find out myself? You look surprisingly guiltless. That tells me enough. You always were a terrible liar. And yet my jealousy has yet to subside. Just what do you think this is? You're at my wit's end. This endless jealousy I feel makes me wish nothing more than to lock you away, to keep you at the vineyard instead of the city. Too many eyes look at you with desire. Too many people upsetting me. Too endless pursuits. Even Kaya. To think he would have eyes for you. He should be so lucky as to gaze that I don't blot out his eyes right then and there. You can say what you wish of it. Perhaps my reaction is unfair. Perhaps my statement even more so. But I won't change my stance. You know what kind of man I am. And the first thing you knew about me from the start. I detest sharing in any way. Only you have gotten past the hardened exterior of my heart, and just barely. Know that I trust you, but that I don't trust them. You have no idea, do you, how frightful I can be, and how cruel the world really is. Darling, I trust your words. Even still, the jealousy doesn't subside. What a shame that I may have to ruin you in the process. You've already given yourself to me before. What's the difference now? Why does your lip tremble and your body quiver? Why, when I pin you against this wall and I touch you how I please, do you look at me with the slightest hint of worry? Don't you trust me? I don't want to hear excuses. Whatever the truth may be, if my trust is misplaced or otherwise, I will be taking what's mine. I trust you don't mind. The bar has closed for today. Do me a favor and shut those windows. And the blinds will do as much today. Though I fear the walls are far too thin to conceal your oh-so-prevalent voice. Though I don't hate that, let it be a declaration to all that would hear it, of whom you belong to, of what you really are. Mine. Mine. Fuck the window. No one would see at this time of night. Anyways, would they? And if they do, I'll blot out their eyes. Just like I would Kaya's. Your lips taste of fruit and flour, which makes me wonder what they'll taste like once I've had my way with you. Do not stay that beast inside your heart. Your hands are wandering as much as mine, though I beckon you not to move too fast, too far, lest I devour you too soon, lest your mind rupture and bleed into the ecstasy of which words will not simply ever be enough. Feel my leg grinding against that crotch of yours relentlessly. It is as a proper Mondstadt hello to what you have been keeping so selfishly hidden behind that cloth. A waste, really. A waste I intend to do away with. How easy it slips away from your skin, even though it clings so tightly. Or maybe I am simply unaware of my strength. Which do you think, my love, as you sit on my thigh with anticipation growling behind your eyes, with lust dripping, dripping off your tongue? You're shaking even now. I can feel when you clench. No use wasting time being embarrassed with that cute reaction. Only makes me grow in jealousy. Who else would dare to think of you that way? Imagine you any way close to this. You will only ever touch me. Or you will touch nothing ever again. A threat? No. The threat was when I took your hand and told you you were to keep my secret. And you have so far. The promise was much deeper than that. The promise was something far more sinister. I may be a vigilante, and you may be my accomplice, my sidekick. But one thing you could never be. By my side is needy, lacking in touch or taste. Your scent even now feels so honest, even if you are only half as much. Your chest, these perfectly shaped breasts, and yet why do I feel the need to mark them? To mark up this chest as my own, this place as sensual and forbidden to anyone but my eyes. I will taste your tears. By the way that you shriek, the way that you squirm, did it hurt that much? Or was it a mixture of pain and pleasure? I have to know. Perhaps another bite will tell me. You know as well as I. You can take so much more than this. And even still, I feel that jealousy thinking about it. And I, for better or worse, for justice or the lack thereof, I wish to taint your body with such jealousy, if only to prove to my selfishness, you are entirely mine. Did I squeeze too hard? Was I too rough? Or is that just what heats you up even more? Lifting you as light as a feather. And yet, you have a pleasant weight about you that drives me even further down this road of madness. I regret nothing. And you shouldn't waste your time with that either. You know, this is where you belong. No chance for a question. No chance to ever doubt that. Is the friction of my leg riding up your thighs enough to get you heated? Were you there already? Had I not known better, I would say you were painfully aroused, and from kissing and biting no less. What are you right now but flame to the hearth of my love? And yet, on this frail yet sturdy table, what will give out first, I wonder? Your legs or the tables? It is a conundrum that I wish to know so much more about. Wouldn't it be a shame if the answer was never known? As you know, there's no turning back. You are mine, in every way, in every touch, in every breath. Barely even the head of my cock is inside of you, but you're already quivering. You're so tight, it's almost painful. My world would love me without a little pain mixed in the pleasure. Listen to yourself, holding your breath, biting your lip, and yet you gaze so shamelessly to the flexing of my abs, to the gripping of my arms, wrapping you up in a twisted embrace. Do you hate me for being jealous? Or do you love me more for it? You can take more. Don't worry. Even in such a state, I wouldn't want to hurt you too much. Maybe enough to hear you scream. And then I might forgive you for making my jealousy pink. Can you feel it? Take pride in the fact you make your man's cock leap inside you, and twitching against each other is poetic. True romance. A truer romance has never existed than our bodies and their compatibility. In the way that I don't even need to move to feel you squirming at the edge, no doubt. I never meant that I wouldn't. I need to. Your legs are shaking and your insides twitching. Do you enjoy this so much? My jealousy wrapping around you. Regret nothing. This is your life now. Yours, the carnal and unfathomable lust that drives deeper, just me holding you, pinning you against this table, has never quite felt as intimate as before. Is this the time it breaks, or the time you break first? To look anywhere else, you look at me. The sweet symphony of your moans and drawn breath only drives me further deeper. Told you inside to fill you up on an apologetically with every piece of love and lust, of jealousy that I seek to pound into your very heart. Take off. Savor it. Memorize it, for I will never let you so much as look at someone else. Never again. Everything of what comes next. This way, the moon is our witness. I will carve into you that you are mine 1,000,000,000 times. And then some. Nothing to get in the way. The crisp moonlit air and the sounds of your lust against my lips. I needed to feel that. Your insides paying tribute to the one and only man who will ever feel you. See you, have you, in this way. Put those hands against the wall. Brace yourself. I will be handling you with the most care. Just you and I, sworn into the moonlight, made into that beautiful body, carved every only the very beginning of such revenge, such jealousy. How does it feel having me dripping over you, spraying your insights in making you cave into my feelings? This is what I meant. This is what it means to be with me, to have me entirely. I know you can't feel more than I've given. None. nothing could make you feel more. I won't allow it. For if there was, I would slay it. If even the concept existed, I would destroy it, pilfer it, defile it, until there's nothing left for you but me. I don't care if I'm wrong. I don't care if I'm right. Because you will undoubtedly know where you belong. As I draw my conclusions in your body, my hands gripping you to the point where you can barely breathe, I say, you are needed. You are loved. You are mine. I refuse to allow even the sentiment to be shared. And swearing upon the moon once more, you will forever be mine. This is my promise, that if you ever betray me, I will make you loyal, no matter what it takes. Even if I've lost my mind, I'll make you lose yours as well. There is no halfway. I don't know how to hold on to something halfway. Not after everything else has drifted away. I will not allow you to follow suit. This is of no fault of your own. But I refuse to allow even the sentiment of our love to be defiled. Not any of it. You are the one thing I refuse to lose in this world. Everything else can come and go. But you're different. You're one thing keeping me sane. That is why I won't, I can't compromise in any way. I will have you as my woman forever and eternally. Make no mistakes. This is an optional, and you can't go back on it even once. That, or the world might as well end. Because you are that vestige of which I won't let go. Like a great wolf, biting till its last breath. Never letting go, even as life flees from its eyes. That is how I will hold on to you. Until the gods take us. Mark my words. You are mine.